Welcome to Equity Gurus This Week in Weed with your host, Ethan Reyes.
Hey there, gurus. In case you missed it, here are the biggest stories of the week in cannabis. Canopy Growth has ditched its CEO, Bruce Linton, after disappointing fourth quarter financials. Constellation Brands, Canopy's biggest shareholder and manufacturer of beer and wine brands such as Corona, holds four board seats after a $5 billion investment in Canada's biggest weed co. Now, Constellation's displeasure with Canopy's financial performance is rumored to have been the most likely reason for Linton's ouster. Constellation recorded Q1 losses of $106 million US, partly due to its investment in Canopy, according to a story run by The Star. Mark Zekulin, the former co-CEO, is stepping into Linton's shoes as the company looks for a permanent replacement. While Canopy searches for a new CEO, the United States is looking at a board shakeup of its own, potentially, as Democratic hopefuls vie for the presidential nomination and a chance to challenge sitting President Donald Trump for his spot in the White House. The Democratic debates last week produced some very clippable moments, and memes are still circulating over a week later. But one topic on everybody's mind was, surprisingly, absent on the debate stage. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey said he was absolutely disappointed cannabis legalization was not brought up during the 2020 Democratic debate. In the United States, cannabis is still a Schedule 1 drug, despite some states having implemented legalization themselves locally. Most of the candidates support either decriminalization or full-out legalization, with some, like Julian Castro, advocating for the expunging of records of Americans imprisoned for cannabis use. President Donald Trump has feigned support for decriminalization in the past, but his administration's track record on, say, access to cannabis for military veterans says otherwise. Moving on to international politics, the European Union has signed a landmark trade agreement with Mercosur, that's the economic trading bloc made up of Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay. The deal has been exactly 20 years in the making and will mean the integration of a market of some 800 million people, nearly a fourth of the world's gross domestic product, and more than $100 billion in bilateral trade of goods and services, according to Argentina's foreign ministry. Alvaro Torres, Chiron Life Sciences CEO, celebrated both parties on reaching an agreement.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
Torres' company recently acquired an Uruguayan cannabis producer licensed to export. Torres said the deal strengthened his company's ability to directly supply the European medical cannabis market. Based in Colombia, Chiron has additional interests throughout Latin America, including Mexico and Chile. Deals are abound this summer. Much like the EU and Mercosur, Lifestyle Delivery Systems and TransCana, two California-based weed co's, are attempting to reach an agreement of their own, but this time for a merger. News of this potential merger has the cannabis world not buzzing, but confused?
I'm confused.
For background, TransCana was originally a spinoff of LDS, and now the former spinoff is attempting to buy its parent. There are two ways to look at this deal, and the market hasn't decided on a dominant narrative. Some say LDS stands to benefit from new leadership, while others believe TransCana is just looking for a floor, as 12 million shares come off lockup in a few days. Either way, TCAN is down 81 cents to $3.34 since the news of the merger was announced last Saturday. And lastly, is Wrigley Gum getting into cannabis? Well, the answer is no.
Well, that sucks.
At least not yet. Anything is possible these days, but one thing we know for sure is William Wrigley Jr., heir to the Wrigley Gum fortune, is pivoting from bubblegum to Bubba Kush. And the young heir says he wants all the smoke. According to an article in the Chicago Tribune, Wrigley Jr. has been named chairman of the board at Surterra Wellness. Surterra is a medical cannabis company operating in Texas and Florida. The company has raised more than $100 million since 2015 and says it's planning to use the money to research cannabis applications in treating pain and anxiety. And that's the week in cannabis news. Tune in next Friday for another edition of This Week in Weed. For Equity Guru, I'm Ethan Reyes.